Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's beautiful, crisp, and cold outside, warm inside, so we wish all of you that in case you've got some other kind of circumstances around you, but welcome to the show.
Yes, and if you're listening to this in some summer months where you're really hot on the outside, I wish you being crisp and cold on the inside. There is no time or space, just the all.
No, yeah, we have listeners all around the world, so we're trying to not be politically correct, but appreciative of every place that we all might be. So,
time and space, you know, yeah. Now and in the future. So,
yeah, really, wherever you are.
And speaking of the all, we have a really fun topic today. We are talking about agape love and consciousness. And agape love is goodwill, benevolence, and compassion. And it is the encompassing love as consciousness, love of consciousness, and your highest expression of love. So when you're in alignment with yourself as consciousness, you feel enveloped by this love, and you feel it radiating from you towards others as well. So we're going to explore with this in heart space and have really a lot of fun today with the show.
I've really been looking forward to this, as all these shows this month where we've been focusing on love and the different levels and experiences of it and gradations of it, whatever you want to call it. So this is something we've certainly been looking forward to enjoying. And what's that number for people to call in if they have any questions? At the top of the show is always a good time because we understand once we get into heart space, you're busy there. So
Right. So put your fingers on the dial and you can call us to talk with us live, 888-627-6008. So this is directly toll-free in the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008.
And what kind of things do we want them to know about our websites and our announcements, Joan? We got lots of things coming up.
Yes, we got lots of things going on. Yeah. So actually, I want to let people know how they can connect to us outside of the show. And we have a couple of opportunities coming up where you can also meet us face-to-face. Just to connect with us online outside of the show, you can join us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can follow us on Twitter, at Joan and Janet. You can email us also, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And just send us messages about things you're curious about, topics for the show, and we can answer your questions on the air. We are also going to be in person at Emerald Spirals Expo, which is on March the 26th at the Kent Commons. And you can find out more there at emeraldspiral.com. And also, we're going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Portland on April 2nd to the 3rd. And you can find out more there at bmse.net. I'm really excited about that.
All of them. Great opportunities to meet face-to-face and back-to-back, however you want to meet. We have a good time. We have a good time always.
In all positions, we'll meet.
Oh. Oh, okay. That opens it up more so. The visuals. Do I need those? No, not really, but okay.
I'll do a little bit more stretching before going to those episodes.
Definitely.
And then,
yeah, talk. about your meetups, because you've got so many great places.
Right. So my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can find out about the things that I'm doing here in the Seattle area. I have meetups that you can meet up with me in Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, and Olympia. And my most recent one coming up is next weekend. I am doing an Inner Circle in Seattle. Most of the ones that I do around the Puget Sound are conscious conversations, and they are a conversation about consciousness and about, you know, whatever is people bring to the table about the inexplicable experiences of expansion they are having. And Inner Circle is going that step deeper, beyond just a conversation about it, into the kind of leading edge things that I'm experiencing nowadays that I've been wanting to share with people. So that is in Seattle. It's on February 28th. I'll have another one in Tacoma coming up in March. I also have I have YouTube videos that I put out twice a week on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. So you can find out all about my YouTube videos. And I also have 12 Weeks to Transformation coaching program, private mentorship program for learning consciousness techniques and learning how to consciously navigate life.
So that's a whole lot of conscious, isn't it?
It's a lot of conscious, but that's what I'm all about, man. How about you? What are you doing, Janet?
Well, let me see what I've got coming up. I've got meetups now that are both Tuesday evenings and Thursday afternoons. We've opened up here in Portland, Oregon. So you can check those out on Meetup at Conscious Conversations with Janet or Consciousness Playground and find out more. Sign up there. And we have a rip snort in time. We go deep. Always. And so if you're looking to be able to, and it's actually quite a lot like what we do on the radio show here, but it's really up close and personal and individual at that point. And we notice the power of the group, that what is going on in the group is going on in all of us. And so none of us are alone. And we may think we're islands, but we are part of the archipelago. And everything's related, because that's just the way it is. So we step into that reality, we hold that reality, we experience that reality, and we leave in that reality. So looking forward to people joining us there. And yeah, and Joan and I have great blogs, so you can sign up for those at our websites and find out more about that and what we offer outside of this event. But we're looking forward to seeing people in Portland and up in Kent, Washington, and meeting everyone. So,
okay. And your website is janetandbeyond.com, and people can also find about the two new meetups that you have. Well, you have an existing meetup on Tuesday nights, and then Thursday is the new meetups, right?
The new meetup, yeah. Yes. Consciousness Playground. So, and then, plenty of opportunities.
Right. And then never too early to mention that we have a monthly teleconference that we do for people so that you can talk to us directly. It's a small group experience of going into heart space, and it really can be a conversation with folks. So, yeah. You know, if you can't call in during the day because, you know, you're at work or something, these are a wonderful opportunity, and our next one is on St. Patrick's Day. It's Thursday, March the 17th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we could talk about going green, I guess.
Definitely might have a little more Celtic flavor to it that night, that's right. For sure.
And this show is also on YouTube, so you can go to YouTube and find Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and lie back in bed some night if you have insomnia and just bliss out to our radio show.
That's a good way to do it, right? We have a lot of people that report that they listen to our show before they go to bed off of podcasts, so feel free to do so. We there is no time or space in this reality. So whatever we're accessing is real in wherever you connect to it. So that's the key with consciousness and technologies that examine it and examine being here in a new, fresh way, which is, I think, what we are all looking for, something new and fresh to align with. So what do we got? We're going to go to commercial break, you think, and then we'll get into agape love and
heart
space.
So we're going to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we'll come back and talk about agape love and consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. We're along here with Janet, and we are talking about agape, love, and consciousness.
This is the good stuff.
Yes.
This is what I think is the field of the heart.
Yes.
When you're really totally allowing yourself to experience it. And, you know, humans, all we have are emotions to ascribe to things. And we, our language can be very limited. And it's just such a feeling state quality of being enraptured and enwrapped, right? I suppose people experience it in many different ways, but it's this embrace that everything's all right. And I don't know what you want to call that, but it's the fact that everything's all right.
Yes, this incredible sense of well-being that things are all very, very well. And I loved, you know, the field of the heart, because I see that this agape love is like this big, rich, fertile soil that all the other love comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the source of all the other expressions of love, romantic love and parental love and all those other kind of loves that we've been talking about, the source of it, the essence of it is really this agape, this consciousness is this, you use the word enveloping. It's this big embracing experience.
Yeah, it really is. And it's oxytocin for sure. It's the bonding agent. You know, and so a scientist is going to say, oh, yeah, that's your brain chemistry working. And it is. And you want it to, because we are relation based creatures. So whether it's your pet rock over there or the husband or the child or the stranger across the street, that it is connecting to them in a way that gets beyond what they look like. It is connecting to the essence of them. And you might not know your neighbor, and you might not know if he's friendly or not friendly or whatever, but whatever they're showing up as, at essence of all of us, is this. And so, you know, sometimes we let it out, and sometimes it's warped, and sometimes it's lots of things, but this is what we're looking for, everybody. So shall we go there, you think, Joan?
Yes, take us in the heart space.
All right, everybody. So what better? What better place and space to go into is into this space within you that is always there, whether you're conscious of it or not. So let's just put aside whatever you're doing, and the part of you that can track this or the part of you that's busy, doesn't really matter. We're just allowing for awareness to be present. And what it'd be like to just let go of how you can feel how you're in your head and looking at things and thinking about things. And this is not that. This is just the relaxation of pulling back into yourself. There we go. And then going into yourself. There you go. And we can just locate it as a physical heart. It's fine. Become aware of the beat of your heart, the appreciation that it does in all circumstances. And then go into the field deeper of the heart, which is that emotional terrain. And don't judge, just notice what might be up. if it's pretty bright and vivid, or if it's soft pastels, if it's the deep ocean, whatever that emotional state. And you can have more than one. Just notice, just hold some awareness. Could be a symbol, could be a feeling, could be a color, could be whatever your senses are leading you to. And just notice. And those are just things, experiences, feelings, thoughts. And then let it deepen into the core essence of all, which is what heart means too. The place of the infinite sea of potential. And see the little bits and pieces. This is where you and I are one, where we're all one. And this is what agape love is all about. There's no judgment here. There's only the flow. However you want to feel that, describe it, experience it. And so the infinite potential, and then the little bits and pieces of us and the flotsam and jetsam of our stories, and then the resonances and the vibrations, and just notice in a very open sensory positioning how you experience all that. And our goal on this show is always to appreciate and provide you, our listeners, how to do this quickly and easily and effortlessly. Meditation and time and sacred ritual and all that have a wonderful place in our being. And also, we're always here. So just notice. And what it would be like to feel yourself being supported. And see if that's a physical sensation. You know how when the water is just a little bit thicker than that, and you can just feel the floating going on, and the breath deepening. And there is no judgment here. There's freedom. There's connection. You can see the other bit over there and feel it's you. And they're feeling you the same way. Doesn't matter how you act out. Underneath this is the reality that we play in. And in the most intangible way, it's tangible. Oh, that's nice, Joan. We got a great group of listeners.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
we have a great
notice?
Group of listeners. We have a great group of listeners, and to just let our listeners know that it doesn't matter when you're listening to this, we're including you as part of this great group of listeners. Because when Janet brings us into this heart space, it is the unified consciousness, and it is beyond time as well as space, and you are right here co-creating with us regardless of what time it is.
Well, you can feel the little bits showing up, you know. It's just so nice. It's a nice place. It's a nice place. It's, and this is always available, right? That's the key. We organize information. We break ourselves up into compartmentalizing so often in order to get things done. And that compartmentalizing comes within this state. It's a lot nicer, right, as we deal with day-to-day life and those things out there that are so real. But this is the place where that authentic voice is. So, agape, we're talking about benevolence, compassion. What else was in this mix?
Benevolence, compassion, and goodwill, right. You can just, I like when you bring us into heart space, it always feels like I'm, you know, on a sunny day, a sunny warm day, and I'm in this giant raft, you know, or inner tube, really, yeah. floating down this very yeah. tranquil river is what it feels like.
And your butt's cold.
But your butt's cold, but the sun is hot, so it is this really glorious sense of well-being yeah. that you are yeah. enveloped, you are taken care of, that everything is very, very well. Yeah. And I remember, I've had some really profound experiences, three different times of sort of tipping over into this experience where I was in it like 24/7. And the longest period of time was for about 8 or 9 months. I was in this tremendous sense of all was very, very well. It didn't matter what was going on in the storyline. I was always able to come back to center. And I still had all the same problems. It's not like my life miraculously transformed. I didn't have a winning lotto ticket or anything like that. But it was a sense that an incredible being in love with life. And life being in love with me kind of feeling, and all was very well. And that's what I feel is, you know, consciousness, from this perspective, consciousness is love.
Well, and this is what consciousness holds for consciousness. And see, we're the interface of that, right?
Yes.
And so there's no punishment here.
Right.
There's no dictator here. There's no voice saying you're not worthy or appreciated or any of that. That's the goodwill. That's the benevolence, the compassion that consciousness holds for itself. We do those things. And that part of us that does those things. But ourselves as consciousness. This is what we all are holding deep, 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 deep. And it doesn't, you know, it's interesting how something can be concentrated but expansive at the same time. That this is at our core, but it's expansive. It's everywhere.
Yes. You know, when I think of concentrated, I also think of it's a focus. You know, like you know, if you're looking through a microscope or whatever, you're narrowing your focus. Mm-hmm. Yet there isn't anything narrow about focusing on consciousness.
No, there's not at all.
But that perfectly explains the dichotomy.
Yeah.
There's another word than dichotomy. What is it? It's a paradox.
Yeah,
it's a paradox.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we so want to define things, but that definition is so beyond itself. Yeah, that expansive quality. And that we know science tells us the universes are expanding. But here we are. So, okay, how do we organize that? And this state is like, there's no boundary here. There's just only, okay, over there, all right. And, okay, over there. And everything's just information. But it's not cold. You know, it's not neutral in the sense that you're not feeling anything. It's in this wonderful of where we are able to acknowledge each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And this is the place of wholeness. This is the place of health. For all of you that are having maybe challenges with your health or emotional distress or something, this is the place where that you don't feel that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you those know, stories kind of fall away.
Yeah, what I was thinking was the difference between consciousness and unconsciousness. And unconsciousness really is anything that is perceiving anything, everything or anything with discomfort, with a limitation, with, you know, right and wrong or black and white. And yet, within that is consciousness.
I think that's a cosmic joke.
It really, yes. Yes.
See, I think at heart, consciousness is fun and lively and gets itself and gets over itself and gets into itself. You know, that's how you find comedy out of drama, right?
Right.
Is that there's always that available in something. And I think that's probably how we manage to go along as we do, being able to find that. So, well, this is very nice. And this feels different than a little variable, a little different than some of the other weeks. So just notice, everyone. What if this was your truth? And I just noticed that my breathing is slowed down, and whatever I thought was important has kind of fallen away. And it's just like floating in this mass. It's kind of like I'm seeing a mermaid for some reason, maybe Ariel, the little mermaid, and in the water under, and you see this light above, and you see her red hair drifting in the water, and it's that kind of innocence and total comfort.
I
want
to be where the people are.
Oh, is that what she says? Okay.
I want to see them dancing. Right. Yeah. So don't start me on my Disney songs.
But well, I know, are a redhead, so that could be it. Okay, got it.
Yes, I was identifying with that. One of the few Disney princesses that are redheads, but I tend to identify more with Fiona from Shrek. But you know that feeling of being in the ocean, it is this ocean of love, and unlike our other shows, because we explored the other shows this last month, we have explored other qualities of love.
That's the word, quality.
They're qualities of love, but they're the ones that have grown out of this greater, vaster love. And so they have a personality aspect. They have a limitation to them. You know, romantic love is not necessarily very multidimensional. You know, romantic love is usually based on, you know, knowing somebody very well, you know, because you couldn't be in love with someone and realize, you know, what their dirty socks smell like or their fart. Romantic love does not fart in bed, you know, and, you know, and
well,
and
if it does, you're doing really well. Okay.
Right. Boys, if you fart in bed, don't lift up the sheets. Okay. and then parental love, you know, parental love, there is this amazing love, but it's also a love of service, and there's a love of exhaustion. I mean, not love of, from, you know, loving through exhaustion, you know, a love of never having a day off kind of experience. And there's all those limitations as well as the expansiveness in it. Whereas it feels like with this agape love, there is no limitation.
Well, I think your point is well taken, that this is the foundation of all those, because if you can love someone, you have to know what this is first. And I think we probably don't focus on that enough. This is the one that gets brushed by. But if this is the base, then in some way you do know this for yourself, because it's there to be recognized, that oxytocin, you know, that bonding thing. You can bond to anything, right? So it's, but I think maybe it's our culture. It's not brought up enough or focused on enough, or we certainly have religion and practices and spirituality and all that. But, and this is what it's about. This is what we're looking for.
Yeah, we are always seeking consciousness, and we are always seeking to experience again that this feeling of being enveloped in this love, because this is who we are as our as essence. This is who we are. This is what we felt like all the time prior to coming into physical form. And when we came into physical form, then suddenly we felt uncomfortable, cold, hot, and everything else.
Right. And this doesn't have gender to it.
No.
See, that's what's interesting about it, is that it just is. And so, you know, that's very different from a lot of our references about God and thinking and feeling and, you know, parents and mother love, father love, blah, blah, blah. This doesn't have that quality, that coloration to it.
You know, and that's it. Just if you think about accessing the still small voice within, and how many of us completely miss it. We miss our intuition because we're not listening, because it comes across very subtle, very subtle yet profound. And I find that in consciousness technology, when you're asked to notice the shifts, and they are very subtle, and yet they have this immense seismic reaction throughout your whole life. And so, you know, people dismiss the agape love because it's kind of like dismissing the sky being blue. You know, you don't acknowledge the sky being blue unless you've been through
some other winter, shade of it.
Winter months in the Northwest.
Yeah, that's what I was right.
When the sky's been gray for a really long time. So,
well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it, but when I'm listening to my inner voice, my authentic voice, I don't necessarily hear a feminine voice or a masculine voice. I just hear words.
Yes.
It doesn't have a specific quality to it, and then I can tell, you know, who else is on the party line there, because it might have more of a feminine flavor to it or a masculine flavor to it. That's interesting. Yeah, I don't notice it because I don't.
Well, and that, you know what, that there's, okay, so in physical form, there's all these distortions. And by making God with a masculine valence, you miss the mark, and you're listening for, and by assuming that it's going to be the voice of God, you're listening for something, and you're listening for a masculine voice. You're expecting it to look like Charlton Heston with a beard, and
I think he was Moses.
He was Moses, but he comes. Who's God in who's,
well, you know, Star Wars, I guess, Darth Vader.
I'm also thinking of the more recent one. I've completely lost his name. I can see his face. He's black. He's, the one with Jim Carrey. So, that God. The one who is the voice of all sorts of narrations.
Yeah, James Earl Jones. And
different black guy I'm talking about, but I'll Google him and I'll let you know.
Morgan Freeman, Blake God.
Thank you. That's it. That Morgan, that kind of God. And James Earl Jones, outside of the Star Wars reference, is a wonderful male black voice, or, you know, male presence voice. Yeah. And my experience of consciousness, I don't reference God anymore, because it brings up that holomorphic field. It brings up all that history that is a distortion from the essence of what it really is. And so consciousness is neutral. Consciousness has no gender. Sure. Consciousness, and it is the softer aspect of your inner voice or your intuition. And for some people, it's not even a voice. It's just a whisper, or the wind propelling you in a direction.
Yeah, and maybe it's non-gender because it's all gender.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't have any.
Well, here's another distortion, is, you know, that we were made in God's image. And it's like that. I'd love to know what the original translation from Aramaic that is, because no, we're not physically in God's image. We are essentially consciousness.
Well, you know, the world was pretty small then. There wasn't a huge human population, so they might have all been interrelated. So they all kind of
really, if we were made in God's image, why aren't we all invisible?
Yeah. Well, then you couldn't see your image. That's why. I see it in every tree, every blade of grass. You know, see, that's it. There is no shape. There is no distinction. There is no nothing. It is everywhere. It is everything. So, you know, it's whatever you allow it to be, whatever you allow it that to be for yourself and for others. And we're so busy defining what this is that we eliminate half those people out there, and we eliminate, you know, the animals, and you know, we can just get so silly about all of it. So
that's true, because consciousness is creating everything. Therefore, yeah. Everything is consciousness, even unconsciousness. And that also means in every blade of grass, every cell and
that's
molecule.
That's why you have to get out of the duality that we establish, good and evil and right and wrong and these things. It's all those things, and it's not any of those things. And those are just human distinctions that people are making in the moment, and sometimes from a very collective, energetic kind of place. Right or wrong, you know, right and wrong. And we have to change these conversations, which is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. So much of the world is looking to throw off these old ways. And there's nothing wrong with tradition. Tradition is wonderful. History is invaluable. And then there are places where it sucks. It kind of sucks the energy out of you, you know, and it limits you. So it's with appreciation and honor of the past, and then the rest of it, just let it go. You know, it doesn't serve at all. Not at all. Oh, this is just a nice place to be. Yes. It's easier when it's nice outside to look at, but it's feeling pretty good inside too.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to ask our listeners here, if there was something that could be different in your life from this perspective and just basking in this, just allow that to float up in your awareness. What could unfold? What could undo? What could untwist? What could? And in this place, notice. And noticing being some way to observe information. And the information is part of your story, it's the symbols, it's the smell, it's whatever, sensory. And just notice the resonance to it. Maybe see it in that way. Notice something and allow this state to draw it in, because it's not separate from you, but allow yourself to connect to it from this state of awareness. See what happens. You know, Joan, there's no burnout here.
Yes, because there's no body feeling exhausted.
Yeah, right.
This is really a way that you could instantaneously shift out of burnout or exhaustion. Yeah. You could just rest into the sea. Gosh. Okay, anybody out there ever play The Legend of Zelda?
I knew a Zelda, but no, not her legend.
So there's a time in each game that you'd run out of energy, and you had to go to these fairy pools to refill up. So I used to play this with my 10-year-old. So you'd fill up your energy meters by going into these little fairy pools, and this is really, you know, consciousness is a vast fairy pool where you can instantaneously fill up your fairy meter.
Okay. Picture a fairy pool. And what that looks like is totally up to you. That's a very individual experience, I think. It's that simple. And the challenge for people who are caretakers and caregivers, and isn't that interesting? They're caretakers. So do they take care? Or do they give? Oh, that's interesting wordplay. And caregivers. And what do they take? And what where it gets into is when it becomes responsibility. And this is what I was writing about this week. And where responsibility becomes attached to burden. And what we're suggesting is that in this state, there is no responsibility. There's certainly love. And then there's no burden.
Yes.
And responsibility is an important quality because it's it gives you a way to respond. It gives you control over your actions. It there's nothing wrong with responsibility. It's the challenge is when it becomes a burden. And nobody wants to be a burden. And so...
Well, you know, that's a distortion of what responsibility really is.
Yeah.
Because responsibility really is the ability to respond. Mm-hmm. And when you are operating as consciousness, you are at choice with how to respond to anything. You're not reacting to anything, but you're responding from choice.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you're not taking responsibility for anything outside of your reality. That doesn't mean that you don't have to caretake, you know, your invalid mother or your infant child, but it's not that perception of burden.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your creation is consciousness.
Well, and I think all of this is how you apply it, right? Mm-hmm. And where we are in our stories of behavior and life and what got set up as children. And what if it got set up as children, then it certainly came before you embodied. So, you know, all this is just layering of outcome off of distinctions that were made and discernments that were made before that. So so if you're in a story that you are taking care of others and you are providing service, this gives you a way to engage that story from a new perspective and how go back to why you do what you do, but not from a place that means this is going to have to happen. You go back to the place where it's just in the sea of potential, and what got you to make your choice originally is present. So it clears away all the clutter that you've gathered around that act of love, because that's what was there first. You cared. And in agape love, it's goodwill, it's benevolence, it's compassion. And then that becomes actions and responsibilities, and then it can follow with other things. And we're always looking to go back to this place. And so we invite you to do that. We give thanks to those who serve the community. But we have to give thanks to people who serve themselves from this place. Because as Joan was saying earlier, this is what radiates out. And now if you're in your story, your personal story, it is to take on others, then you might get someone who shows up who's willing to let you take them on. Because we co-create. So you've got to pay attention. And it's just about being able to access this place.
Well, and in this place, there are no others.
Right.
There's no others to take responsibility for, no others to play that level of the game with.
Yeah. So we invite everyone to notice what this feels like. And just, this is yours. This is always in you. It may feel different the next time, but that's the next time. Right in this time, notice what it feels like. So it's present in your body memory and your intelligent memory and whatever other memories you got going on. And just notice. And I'm going to invite you to be aware when you're not aware. So it's not important to be aware. The awareness will always be there anyway. And just notice how this is. And as we come back out of this state, in our conscious awareness of where we are in our daily lives, you can still feel it. And the next time you look at someone, you can see something different there. You have a different experience of them. They may notice, they may not. That's really not important. And if, yeah, right, go there. That's a good job, people. That's good. Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Well, we have to stop for another commercial break, but you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we'll be right back talking more about agape love and consciousness.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we have been talking about agape love and consciousness.
We've not only been talking, we've been feeling it.
Really? I've been trying to put it into intellectual terms, but we've really been just floating along the river with our Mai Tais.
That's pretty good. You know, it's providing this, creating a space, allowing for this to be real in our lives. And there aren't a lot of words because it's one of those indescribable things. You know, we love the words because it gives us a way to think about it or frame it or something. But this is such a place of knowing for me. It's just like, oh, there you are. I don't know. I just know. You know when you're in it. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're going to invite everyone to be with this and build on this and let it deepen and enrich and get expansive in all of us. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yes. Very good stuff. And so do you want to tell them a bit about how they can meet up with us in the future?
Oh, okay. Let's see. You can reach a hold of us at our fan book page on Facebook, Conscious Conversations, I think it is. And you can join in the fun on the free conference calls once a month. I think the next one's in March 17th on St. Patty's Day. Then you've got all kinds of meetups if you're in the local to Joan in the Puget Sound area of Washington. And I'm here in Portland, Oregon.
So they find us on Facebook with Conscious Conversations with Joan
and YouTube.
And Janet.
Yeah.
Well, with Joan and Janet, because there might be other Conscious Conversations floating out there. Yes, we're also on YouTube, but keep forgetting to mention that. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And then, yes, I have meetups around the Puget Sound. My website is joan-newcomb.com. And you can find out about my meetups in Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, and Olympia. And Janet has meetups down there in Portland, too. They're also called Conscious Conversations with Janet. So, Janet, what is your website?
Oh, that'll be janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out one word. That's all I got to say. I guess I'm just floating on this. I do want to let
Janet, while Janet's still floating, I will let you know that she's got these two meetups, Conscious Conversations on Tuesday evening, where you can drop into heart space and experience this wonderful, I mean, you do kind of, it's just this lovely feeling of falling over. And she's also got one now on Thursday afternoons, Consciousness Playground from 1 to 3. And also, if you go to her website and sign up for her newsletter, you get 10 top tips for enjoying life. And Janet, being Janet, she says it's 10 top tips, but you go there and there's really like 29. because it's this wonderful pool of generosity, and her house is a really amazing, just an amazing healing space as well. So I highly recommend it. And I can't remember now whether we, almost forgot. We have a guest next week.
Yeah.
Once a month we have a guest on, and we have a really special guest next week on March 1st is our last Tuesday show. After that, we're going to be on Sunday evenings. But our guest for March 1st, her name is Colleen Morrow. She is an editor, publisher, and author of Spiritual Telepathy, Ancient Techniques to Access the Wisdom of Your Soul. And Colleen introduces us to a more advanced form of intuitive perception that allows us to access the wisdom and guidance of our own souls, and beyond that, to the universal or divine mind. A pioneer in the revolution of consciousness, she is the founder and editor-in-chief of Intuition, a magazine for the highest potential of the mind, or higher potential of the mind, exploring many ways of knowing in easy-to-read form for the general reader. In the past, only special people, saints, shamans, and spiritual leaders had consistent access to higher worlds. But the tide of evolution has brought us to the point where all of us can now take this important step. And when we do, we become the pioneers in the next stage of human development. And her website is spiritual-telepathy.net. Everything she does is very in alignment with what we do and what we're talking about on this show. So it's going to be a really exciting time to have her on the show next week.
And we'll be going deep, I imagine.
Very deep.
Yeah, looking forward to doing that. And so we do want to mention for all of you that we are going to be switching to Sunday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific here on the BBS network in a couple of weeks. We're going to do that, and we'll be giving you that information out. And we're hoping that that'll be a better time for you to just kind of hang out in this mellow place with us, because we do understand that Sunday nights are when you gear up, gear down, go to relax. But for so many of you catch us on podcasts, so you don't really care what time we're on. But for those of you that are listening live, we're hoping you'll enjoy that time with us and all the good things that come. Change, there's nothing ever wrong with change. It's just how you use it and what you do with it. So we'll look forward to that.
Yes. Yes, I love that. Yeah. There's nothing ever wrong with change.
No, especially since we create it, you know?
Right, right. You know, we as consciousness, we thrive on change. We thrive on it. So that...
Yeah. 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 But not just for change's sake.
Right.
You know, change when it comes out of that organic place, when you just realize, okay, I've hit the wall about this way. Is there another way to do this? And then you go into that sea of potential, and there's the other way to do it. And there's always more than one way to do it. There's lots of ways. And that's key. And that's what we want everyone to be able to appreciate for themselves, is that we're really inviting our audience to embrace the intuitive, the spontaneous, the instantaneous, the non-defined, the challenging, the chaotic mess that life can be in the creation state, right? That's what we drop into every time, is the creative state. This is the state you want to go to if you're having trouble getting your art going. Because this is where it's just potential and things are brewing and blowing up, don't you think?
Yes. Yes. And when you drop into the heart space, when you drop into this experience of unified consciousness, it is safe to be spontaneous. It is safe to go with the flow. There's not a need to be rigidly anchored to the planet or a belief system or any of those things. It is the flow is what it's all about.
Well, and it's also, you know, it can be a place of resistance because our logic says, nah, that can't be right. I don't know. That's the one that terms it chaos, when it's really just potential, right? We have to re-encode our language about what it is we're truly experiencing. That the you can have all different kinds of flow. You can have all different kinds of change. You can have all kinds of things going on. So, you know, you have to really invite yourself to know it's safe and feel right now. I feel safe. And that's always there. So we want to thank you all for joining us today. And we'll look forward to the next time.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
Thank you for joining us as consciousness is expressing and evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.